We're in the second week of our parable series, so we're going to look at some new parables this week. Let me encourage you to find your sermon notes. You can follow along as we go, fill in the blanks if you like. Most importantly, as we gain a greater insight into what the kingdom of heaven is like, to go and to live the message. So I believe that we as human beings have a perception problem. In other words, we will look at things in the world and we will see them in a particular way, and we can be completely wrong. Let me give you an example. There's a charming story. Thomas Wheeler, he's past chief executive officer, the CEO of the Mass Mutual Life Insurance Company. So many years ago, he was driving along the interstate with his wife when he noticed that his car was low on fuel, so he decided to pull off the interstate, and he found a gas station. It's back in the day when there were attendants at gas stations. You remember those days? And so there was just one lone attendant, and Thomas asked him if he would, you know, fill it up with gas, check the oil. He'd been driving a long time, so he decided that he would take a little stroll. So he kind of walked around the gas station, stretched his legs a little bit. When he came back to pay the attendant, he noticed that his wife and the attendant were in a rather animated conversation. So he paid the guy, and then he got back in his car, and the man waved at his wife and said, "It was great to see you again." So he inquired, "How do you know this guy?" And she said, "Well, it just turns out that we went to high school together. And in fact, we dated rather seriously for about a year." So Thomas Wheeler said, "Well, aren't you glad that you met me so that you could become the wife of a CEO of a major company?" And she said, "Well, dear, if I had married him, he would be the CEO and you would be the gas station attendant." Things are not always as we perceive them to be. Jesus knew this. And especially when it comes to spiritual things, sometimes we're just way off. So he told a number of parables, and we have a couple of them again today. He said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a small mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field." You ever wonder why he chose the example of a mustard seed? It's one of the tiniest seeds in the garden. In fact, you could put about 1,000 of them. They're about the size of a grain of sand. You could put about 1,000 of them right there in the palm of your hand. So often we have this idea that unless something is huge, something is big, it doesn't have any consequences. So we talk about a big universe and a big sky and billions of stars and big oceans and vast forests. We think about large problems in our culture or our society, things like immigration or poverty or children in crises. And we think they all have this huge, huge underlying challenge. But so many of them are really rooted in a tiny seed. And so it was a little tiny virus, wasn't it, that caused the global pandemic. So often, even in personal relationships, it's a word, just one solitary single word that we say to someone that we love that causes a rift in our relationship. On the positive side, it's something as small as your thumbnail, a heart valve, which could save your life. And so Jesus is saying that sometimes it's the little things that truly matter, the tiny things. In fact, the kingdom of God had truly microscopic origin. It was the tiny seed that the Holy Spirit planted in a little peasant girl. And from that tiny seed, there would be a full-grown man who would grow up and he would change the destiny of the world, including yours and mine, because he would die on the cross to forgive us of all of our sin. A small mustard seed is the beginning of the kingdom of God. Jesus went on to say that this kingdom is like yeast. Yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour. So let me ask you, who does that? 60 pounds of flour? I mean, unless you're owning a bakery, you probably would never have that amount. So again, you know, what is the point of his parable? Well, what Jesus is saying is that God is at work, even though our human eyes fail to perceive what is happening. When the little bit of yeast mixes through that flour, it permeates the entire batch. So often when we look at God's kingdom, we don't see the big picture. God is saying that it will be different. He's telling us, his disciples, Jesus was telling his 12 disciples then, it's going to be different. But for now, well, this is what you get. There's only a few of us, and there are challenges, and there are difficulties, and there are problems. Do you often think, as the people of God, that maybe we are not winning? Doesn't always seem like we're coming out on top. So often we wonder, where is the justice in the world? And Jesus is saying, it will be different. For now, this is what you get, but things will be put right on the last day. God will win, and all of those who follow him will win as well, and justice will prevail. Remember the words from last week, whoever has ears, let them hear. In the kingdom, there are tiny beginnings like a little mustard seed or a tiny amount of yeast, but it changes everything. Now, the second part of our message for today is the parables of the hidden treasure and the pearl of great price. Now, you heard from Dana with our children what we would call the traditional discipleship reading. We have this treasure, and it's buried in a field, and a man finds it. And then he sells everything that he has so that he can buy that field to acquire the treasure. We often talk about the cost of discipleship. It's kind of like, well, at least what I'm imagining, tomorrow in the college football playoff, the national championship between Notre Dame and Ohio State, the coaches are going to be in the locker room before the game, and they are going to give this tremendous motivational speech. And afterward, those players are going to be able to run through the proverbial brick wall. So we kind of have that idea of Jesus motivating us as his disciples. You should be willing to give up everything for the kingdom. Here's the problem. For those players tomorrow, it is a proverbial brick wall, because no one can run through a real brick wall. If I tried to do that this morning, it would not be pretty, would it? And in the same way, we can't give up everything. Even if we could, if we could give up everything that we have in this life, every earthly treasure, it still would not be enough to buy our salvation. So what do we do? What do we do with this reading? Well, let's just take a step back and see how these other kingdom parables work. Remember last week, the parable of the sower. We had a farmer. We had a man who went out and scattered seeds on all kinds of soil. Do you remember who was the man? This is audience participation. You can. Who's the man? Jesus. In other parables, the parable of the weeds, which if you read in Matthew 13 is in between. Someone goes out and sows the seed, the wheat and the darnel. Who's the man? Jesus. In the parable of the talents, the king, he gives 5 talents and 2 talents and 1 talent. Who's the king? Jesus. So why isn't Jesus the man in this parable? Well, he is. So let's take a look at the very same parables with a Christ-centered, a Christological reading. Jesus Christ is the man. He is the one who finds the treasure, and he is willing to give up everything, including his own life. He leaves the glory of heaven. He gives up the praise and the adoration of the saints and the angels. He gives up all of this glory and he humbles himself, even to the point of suffering and dying on a cross. He literally gives his life. He gives everything for the treasure. So who or what is the treasure? The disciple. You and I. We are the hidden treasure. We are the ones that the merchant has searched for to find and then purchases us, in this case, with his own blood. And so, my friends, the truth of this parable is this. We should be filled with incredible joy. We are the pearl of great value. We are the treasure that is hidden in the field. And so this should give us tremendous confidence to follow our Lord. If our God would give up everything, including his Son, and that Son would shed his blood on the cross, he would give up all the glory of heaven because we are so valuable that we can be with him forever. Is there anything that he would not do for us? And if we are so valuable, he will not let us slip away. What a message it is. The kingdom of heaven is like this little tiny seed that is going to spread throughout the entire world. And you and I get to be a part of that. For we also read in the Bible that we are salt and light. And we can make a tremendous difference in this world. And so it's my pleasure this morning to invite Julia Hines from Redeeming Life Ministries to come and talk to us just a little bit about how we also can be involved, share the good news of Jesus,